Prometheus. So you have come back to Vienna to find me.
I promise.
I waited 60 years.
So did I.
I counted every day.
So did I.
Why did you wait so long?
I had to find out who you are.
But you didn't until you came back.
You were too huge for me to remember.
And now,
you've become even more so.
What do you remember?
Too much, maybe nothing.
How did you find me again?
Through the mirror. You lie. There was no light on.
How could you see me in the mirror?
That's true. There was no light on. The gate was locked. It was Paul, my longtime lover, the only one I ever told our story. His eyes are always open, even when he's asleep. He made me unlock the gate with my voice. There was no light on, but he found you reflecting in the mirror.
I've thought of you every day for 60 years.
So have I. You haunted me.
Why did you not come back before?
I had no money. I had no time.
Money? Time? What does that mean?
What you saw while I was away.
That's true. I saw. I suffered.
But you were suffering when I first saw you, and long before, those chains and your tongue lolling out. I didn't understand.
You never asked.
I was too young. I was only 5 when I first saw you.
But when you left, you were more than 10.
I still didn't know how to ask.
And now?
The shards of our story cut me into pieces, but there was no blood, and the tears would not come, and my hands would sweat with fear. There was only thirst and hunger.
What about the fire I stole for the likes of you?
I guarded that flame.
It's the only reason I trust you.
And I fear fire.
That's why I trusted you.
And I fear heights.
But you were brave. You were brave.
Brave? I was trapped. I had to go on. I had to keep on flying.
Is that why you came every day to eat my liver?
I did what I had to do, but I knew that one day this would stop.
Do you believe in miracles?
What else is there to believe in?
In what is real.
But that's the same thing.
Now we're talking.
There were years I could not talk.
You're sure making up for it now. You never stop talking.
I'm only being polite. I have to answer all their questions. Remember, Vienna taught me to be polite.
But this is 1999. Times have changed. You don't have to pretend anymore.
Even in Vienna?
Especially in Vienna. You can scream, you can shout, and go back to eating pistachio ice cream in your neighborhood Italian ice cream store.
Does it still exist?
Of course, in the exactly same spot, like me.
But you are stone. Ice cream melts.
Have you noticed my feet are amphibian?
Yes. Now, finally.
What does that mean to you?
That we're all of the sea and becoming conscious.
Oh, go fly a kite.
I'd rather play Diabolo.
What is that?
A spool? Two sticks
In the spring, I played in Liechtenstein Park in the courtyard in the deserted palace when I was a child in Vienna. And then years later in San Francisco Chinatown, I found out the Ebola comes from China. And then, stop, too many words. I can't follow you. Please stay with me, just to remember. Why not? No more denial. It would help if you would lift those chains from me and give me some water. I shall give you water. But I have no key for those chains, and they are heavy. Oh, come on. You're stronger than you think. That's what they always say. Who is they? Just do it. Take my arm and, yes, you don't need a key. Take one link, then another. You're right. The chain is light. Now I know. The links make a chain of light. Never again shall I fear the fire. Don't promise. Oh, Prometheus.